Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. If you missed the first 2 hours, shame. Shame.
Man.
But you can go to the iHeartRadio app after 4 o'clock, and the whole show is there. John and Ken on demand.
Yes, that's right. KFIAM640.com and the iHeartRadio app. We still got a lot of show left to get to this hour. We'll talk about Mayor Yoga, former Mayor Yoga Pants. What's that noise? Oh, is that Steve Gregory already trying to come on?
Yes. Okay. There's static coming out of his head.
Anyway, we'll talk about his ambassador to India nomination. It may be voted on tomorrow, but let's begin with the man that's apparently already on the air. KFI's Steve Gregory covering Biden's visit to Monterey Park.
Steve, how are you? Exciting afternoon, huh?
You know how I love to cover presidential visits between the traffic, the weather, the security, and all the people in there and all the politicians. You know, it's just made my day.
So what was...
I'm sure tens of thousands showed up to see Biden, didn't they?
Well, they could only pack so many into this little gymnasium inside the Boys and Girls Club here at Monterey Park. And that was, you know, pretty symbolic, using a Boys and Girls Club to talk about gun violence executive order. Biden was about 45 minutes late because weather prevented him from using Marine One from LAX to the El Monte Airport. So they had to motorcade over. And I was told that they were not prepared for that. So they weren't ready to go with the rolling closures. And that's what took him so long to get here.
Well, Hold on. They've been forecasting a big rain for today for days. Nobody, all the advance team, they didn't look at the weather forecast.
Well, apparently the decision was made at the last second that the ceiling was too low to safely fly Marine from.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Looks like
he went underwater, too.
There you go.
To the motorcade, which caused a big delay.
Okay.
We got most of that. So it's just a bunch of political operatives in the audience? Who are these people?
Sure. I mean, the event itself opened up with Judy Chu, Congresswoman representing the district, and she made the comment that, and this is interesting to me because no officials ever confirmed this, that the shooter in the Monterey Park dance hall shooting was mentally ill. And she kind of went along that narrative and basically supported President Biden's new executive order saying it will save lives. She was followed by Hilda Solis, who kind of reiterated the same point. And then that was followed by Senator Alex Padilla, also from the same district.
What is the order exactly? I mean, I know what it is. I read up on it, but can you explain it?
I mean, really, in a nutshell, it's more administrative in nature. He can't really legislate gun control.
No, the way I read it, it's the federal agencies are going to remind the state agencies that they're supposed to enforce background checks and other administrative laws in the system.
Yeah, he used it more as a launching pad or a springboard, if you will, to force Congress to take action, because his comments were really directed at Congress. And he said, and the gun manufacturers, by the way, he said they're going to commission an independent study on the gun manufacturers' impact on advertising, marketing, especially toward those under 18 years old. And he also said that he's going to empower the Attorney General, Merrick Garland. I'm sorry?
I didn't mean to interrupt, but what has that got to do with a 70-year-old crazy guy who shot up the dance hall?
Well, the narrative is that he should have never had a weapon. He should have never had an assault-style weapon, which is what they're saying that he had a high-capacity magazines that allowed him to kill multiple people in a very short amount of time. And that's really the underlying message. They want a federal ban on assault rifles, assault weaponry, and high-capacity magazines.
Well, he and his party had total control of the Congress and the presidency for the last 2 years. What happened?
Well, John, I wasn't able to ask him that question.
I'm not holding you responsible. It's a rhetorical question.
I know.
These guys had full power for 2 years. They didn't do anything.
Well, nevertheless, the message to Congress is they have to do something and do something fast. And they basically use this, again, as a platform to springboard, hopefully, put a fire under Congress's ass.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be much of a fire. He's going to be raising money today, which is the real point of the trip. You know where he's going?
Well, that's what he was doing last night. He was in Del Mar last night after he made an appearance on the nuclear submarine pact that he just entered in with Australia. Then he went to a fundraiser in Del Mar. Now he's headed to Las Vegas, where he'll have another big fundraiser tonight.
There you go.
And then presumably back east.
Well, that's the whole, that's the real business of the trip. And he just had to stop for a few minutes to do the gun control dance so he could get on all the local newscasts.
Did the hero show up again, Steve? The man that disarmed the shooter? He did show up?
Brandon, he was there. At the beginning, they acknowledged him because they had to sort of vamp because he was running so late and people were getting sort of frustrated. And it was very stuffy in that little tiny wooden floor gymnasium. Yeah. And, I mean, imagine the size of a Boys and Girls Club gym. So we're all stuffed in there. Mm-hmm. And so they finally started making speeches and allowing everyone to make the speeches. And then they recognized Brandon Shee, and he stood up and got some applause and standing ovation, and then it went kind of silent for a bit until you could hear all of a sudden the loud rumbling of all the motorcycles from the motorcade. You knew that he was on premises because of the loud rumbling of the motorcycles coming in, and it almost shook the walls. It was so loud. And then he literally walked out onto the platform, made his comments, and then took off, shook some hands, took some pictures, and got back in the motorcade.
There you go. That was all worth
it. So transparently politically.
Here comes the great man. Here comes the great man.
They did a drive-by, literally.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Steve. Thank you very much for that report.
Got it, guys.
Okay, Steve Gregory covering Biden's visit to Monterey Park.
This is about him directing federal agencies to send out emails and make phone calls to state agencies to remind them that they're supposed to enforce whatever federal law governs background checks.
Well, the people want us to do something, so I did something.
Well, he had Congress in his hands, right? That when it came time to spend $6 trillion extra the last 2 years, he had everybody on board. No. All the Democrats were with him. You know, Kamala Harris was there with the tiebreaker. How come the ban on assault weapons, the Democrats sat there and did nothing?
So did anybody pick up on the subtlety of the last part of the story there, that the man that disarmed the shooter in Monterey Park did show up again? His name is Brandon.
Oh,
let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
What happened to that? That seemed to have faded a bit. That was a big deal for a while.
You know,
last year.
That went way farther than it should have.
I guess it did, yes.
That was a really thin joke.
Once they got Biden to say it, you didn't realize what he was saying, right? Let's go, Brandon. It kind of faded. All right, when we come back, an important update on the disgraced former mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, known on the John and Ken Show as Mayor Yoga Pants. His ambassadorship to India story, there may be a vote tomorrow, but there's a few things you need to know. And one U.S. senator took a big stand today, put out a statement saying he definitely opposes Garcetti getting this nomination. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Hey, guess what? The Moist Line is back later this week on Friday. We did not get a chance to play it last Friday because we were both not doing the show. So if you want to leave a message, we'll look for some fresh ones. Go to the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. And this update just in, John.
What's that?
It's still raining. It's still raining.
Oh, so no.
Take cover.
Another wave from the atmospheric river?
Do they have dry centers that they're opening? So you can dry? I mean, cooling centers and heating places, we need dry centers.
We do.
You mentioned earlier in the show they did have to rescue homeless people off an island in the San Gabriel River.
Yeah.
Azusa. So what's going to happen with this sweeping through today?
How about you don't camp in a river when a big storm is coming? Is that hard to understand? You know, when these people were kids, they knew not to camp in the river when a storm
tomorrow,
is coming.
It's possible that the United States Senate is going to vote on former L.A. Mayor Yoga Pants' nomination to be the next ambassador to India. That nomination came, what is it now? Is it July of 2021,
Yes.
I think?
Yes, it is 1 year and 9 months
later. Of course, it got held up because he's a liar. That's really all you need to know.
The senators don't mind being lied to during their committee hearings. That's what I'm getting at. I think all the senators ought to be pissed.
No one feels more strongly about this than Chuck Grassley, the senator from Iowa. He is a Republican. But he, of course, got wind of the whole scandal involving Garcetti thanks to a whistleblower group that was representing a woman who used to be the communications director for Garcetti. And she watched his first nomination sail through a Senate committee and said, oh, that's it. And he, under oath, once again, said, I knew nothing of, nor did I witness any instances of my former top aide, Rick Jacobs, engaging in inappropriate and degrading physical contact without their consent. That's the way Grassley worded it in his statement that he put out today. Degrading physical contact without your consent. He says, I've made it clear to my colleagues and the American people that credible whistleblowers approach my office about these allegations. And these allegations have been publicly reported by many news outlets. Text messages made public by the LA Times indicate that these incidents were common knowledge among Garcetti's staff. A now infamous picture shows Jacobs inappropriately touching an individual next to him, and in that picture, Garcetti standing on the other side of Jacobs.
Yeah, it's the famous hand over the crotch photo. You know, what he put in this letter, or the statement that he released.
Yeah, statement to the public, right?
At the same time the Biden administration decries sexual harassment and racism, it is now twice nominated an individual to represent our country abroad who has enabled these very same disgusting acts.
That's the good word, enabled.
Enabled these disgusting acts.
Yeah, because Rick Jacobs was important to him. He was his right-hand man. He was running that mayor's fund, which was raising all sorts of money from Garcetti donors.
Slush fund.
The slush fund. He was an important part. And I think he was Garcetti's future. Garcetti thought, this man's going to help me become president. I know that's laughable, but I think that's what he thought.
Can you imagine there was a day where Garcetti was working very hard to try to get the Democratic nomination in 2020?
And now he can't even become the next ambassador to India. Yeah, Naomi Seligman is the woman, she used to be the communications director for Garcetti, that went to this whistleblower organization, which really shed the light on Garcetti's lying. Because under oath now, a couple of times, He's again said, I had no knowledge of, nor did I witness any of what Rick Jacobs did. And I mean, the other key part is this LAPD officer who used to be Garcetti's bodyguard. He's the one that started all this by claiming on all these trips they took, Rick Jacobs was constantly harassing him, and Garcetti was there all the time. I mean, he's Garcetti's bodyguard. Where else would he be but around Garcetti? He wasn't the bodyguard for Jacobs, right?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it's clear Jacobs did all this. It's clear Garcetti knew about it and laughed along with it. And now everybody is dumbstruck. All the senators are standing there. Oh, what do we do? What do you do? Just to deny him the nomination. That's what you do. I mean, do you believe in any of this crap? Do you believe in any of this Me Too sexual harassment crap? Grassley puts in his statement that since 2005, he has co-sponsored either bills or resolutions fighting all kinds of sexual harassment and sexual misconduct. He co-sponsored the Violence Against Women Act. He co-sponsored bills introduced by a Democratic senator from New York to protect, defend victims of sexual harassment and sexual misconduct. He co-sponsored resolutions that Dianne Feinstein sponsored to raise awareness, the Ending Forced Arbitration of Sexual Assault Act of 2021, and on and on and on. So he's trying to say, look, I've been with you on all these bills, all these resolutions. I voted for them. I sponsored them. And now here you have a guy who violates the law. I mean, he lied to the Senate committee. He should be up on perjury charges, and you're just going to rubber stamp him anyway?
Now, adding to this, the Daily Caller News Foundation. The Daily Caller, is that Tucker Carlson's thing or something?
He founded that, yeah.
He did, okay. Well, they headlined a story last night. Huge red flag inside Biden nominee Eric Garcetti's ties to members of the alleged Chinese intel front groups. It's a complicated story, but we'll just try to give you the upstart of it. But they're claiming from their research into this that Garcetti, nearly a decade ago, received well over $1 million in donations from two wealthy individuals tied to alleged Chinese Communist Party influence and intelligence front.
Right, $1 million.
Now, what's an intelligence front? Is that just a spy operation or something? Or is it a...
Yes. Yes, that is probably some organization that pretends to do some
doing legitimate type of right.
Other kind of business. And really, it's just a front for the Communist Party's spy unit.
Right. Remember that congressman from the Bay Area? Is that Eric Swalwell? Apparently,
yeah.
Has well, some relationship with a Chinese spy woman.
He was boffing a Chinese spy in his office.
Right. So...
And boffing is a technical term.
Over the years, the Mayor's Fund for Los Angeles, oh, there that is again, which Garcetti created in 2014, received multiple donations
and Rick
from the foundation of a business magnate named Walter Wang and something else called East West Bank, where Dominic Ng serves as president and CEO.
And Rick Jacobs was the chief fundraiser for the Mayor's Fund.
See, it all comes back.
That he was the key to the whole Garcetti operation, and he was going to set up the empire so he could be president. And Garcetti's wife was the driving force
right
behind the scenes. She and Jacobs were going to turn Garcetti into a star.
There's one picture at the top of the article with Garcetti and their Asians. Here it is. November 2014, former Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti helped cut the ribbon during the opening ceremony for East West Bank's Shenzhen branch, along with the bank's CEO, Dominic Ng, who was executive director of some Chinese Overseas Exchange Association. So what they're saying here that, I mean, that is that allegedly the front that they're opening up a bank? And but this guy is operating on behalf of the Communist Chinese Party to gather intelligence on American activities? I don't know. I mean, you read this article and it's a little bit lost in the weeds here between all the connections and all the names that they drop. I mean, some of this is innuendo because honestly, when you're the mayor of a city and China is a big economic force, you are going to have moments where, you know, you're doing business with.
Right. But the purpose of the business from the Chinese side is to gain a foothold and gain influence and gather intelligence for the Communist Party back home.
Yeah, there's a woman that authored a book on Chinese intelligence, and she said large donations from philanthropists with ties to the United Front Organization's funding political campaigns are a big red flag. She wrote a book, How the Chinese Communist Party Started a War in America's Backyard. So she's trying to say that this is the way that they get in with the American politicians. And I think that's what that woman did with Swalwell, that she was involved in all sorts of campaigns, right?
Well, if you're inside a U.S. congressman's office, and Swalwell was on the House Intelligence Committee. So she's working in the office. She's sleeping with the boss. God knows what she had access to. God knows what he told her while they were rolling around naked in bed together.
Now, we have no knowledge that Garcetti was rolling around naked in bed with any of these communist operators.
I don't think he does that sort of thing.
It's not in the story, but
we'd mess his hair.
The Walter and Shirley Wang Charitable Foundation began donating to the mayor's fund $200,000 in July 2014, $1 million in 2020.
Yeah, the mayor's fund. And what did that money go for? This is all corruption. This is money laundering corruption.
They just believed in him and they believed in his causes.
They believed in him.
And his causes, yes.
What causes?
Remember 2020 was trying to get all this money for fighting COVID. I remember that. His mayor's fund.
Yeah.
He was soliciting donations.
Sure. He brought COVID to an end all by himself.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah. Should we go to war with Russia because they shot down one of our drones? Or is that?
I saw that.
I know.
Well, we're going to let him get away with it?
I know. Over the Black Sea. Apparently, we've called the ambassador in for a conversation.
Those things cost a lot of money.
Was it a spy drone? What the hell was that thing?
Probably.
So it was like the Chinese balloons over our country?
Yeah, right. It's our version of the balloons. Yeah.
There you go. Quick business update. Meta is cutting an additional 10,000 employees. These are the Facebook people, for those who don't care to use the new name. That's in addition to 11,000 they laid off last November. Mm. So 21,000 workers. They're also not going to fill 5,000 open jobs. Mark Zuckerberg has given up on the metaverse, which you and I have mocked relentlessly. He now believes the next best thing is artificial intelligence, AI, is what they're pursuing.
Okay. So. Got to have just one hype thing after another.
Well, you know, this is the man they came up with, Facebook, in the first place, John. Don't doubt him. He knows what the next big thing is.
The
metaverse.
Do you remember what gave him the idea?
For the metaverse?
No, for Facebook.
Oh, from that movie?
It was he wanted everybody to rate the hot women at Harvard.
That's what it was. Yeah. That's right. Right.
So
right.
it was his penis that came up with the idea.
Yes. Now, back to the state of California, which the government in Sacramento loves to take over all sorts of private enterprise. Of course, we've talked recently about how they want to take over the fast food industry. They actually passed a bill, which is now being held up because we're going to vote on it next year. But the bill basically would have set up a board to determine the wages of your McDonald's workers.
Right. Because it's up to
the communist government, right?
Right. So the people who shake the fry basket and flip the burgers, the government's going to decide what their fair wage would be.
They also intervene when it comes to what you can say about COVID. Doctors would be regulated in their free speech. That also got held up by a court. Now, the third one, which is actually older than all of these things I just talked about, is good old Proposition 22, which back in 2020, people voted yes. They overturned AB 5, the work of the California legislature, which would basically turn your Uber and Lyft drivers into employees of the company to allow them to bargain for compensation, benefits, working conditions. And some of them balked and said, no, I like being an independent operator.
Right. So the legislature tried to force the rideshare companies
to treat these people as employees.
And then the people passed a proposition saying, no, you can't do that.
And you know what usually happens after you're forced to treat them as employees? They unionize. And unions give a lot of money to the Democrat Party.
Right.
Right? Doesn't it all come back to that? So after they passed AB 5, the rideshare companies got together. They spent a ton of money to get Prop 22 passed, which would obviously change things back to the way they were and let people operate as independently, setting their own hours and conditions. And what happened was a single judge ruled against them. But the development yesterday was that an appeals court out of San Francisco, actually, a state appeals court, the first district court of appeal, determined that Prop 22 can stand. So they overturned the judge's previous ruling in 2021. All that's left now is for this to go to the state Supreme Court, which it probably will. I don't know how they'll rule, but for now, this is good news for a lot of the drivers and obviously the rideshare companies that Prop 22 stands. And they're claiming that the drivers are actually making more money. Of course, the dissenters, the backers of AB 5 claim, oh, no, no, they're making less money now.
Well, the backers are lying. What they want, that they were bribed by the unions because the unions want to bulk up their membership. Obvious, yes. You know, the freedom is what's most important here. The freedom to decide how long you want to work and how much money you want to make. Because with the rideshare companies, you can decide, hey, I'm going to drive 15 hours a day. I'm going to do it 7 days a week.
Rather than your employer, which Uber and Lyft would say, no, we want you to work 30 hours. That's what we've determined your work schedule is this week. That's what you're going to do. That's the difference.
Let people negotiate their own employment agreements with the employer. Okay.
I guess it's a simple system. You just turn on the app. You decide you want to drive for a few hours.
Yes.
You go ahead and do it. You don't want to. You want to go home.
You turn the app off.
Off. Right. That's simple.
I mean,
that's freedom.
And I've talked to a number of drivers over the years. They love it. And what they do is they'll do the driving to fill in the gaps when they're not working at a regular job. You know, I've met guys who like to work late into the night. Right. They'll go out at 8 o'clock at night till 2 in the morning.
Yes.
6 hours of driving in addition to their daytime job.
Yeah, I heard a guy say that because I took an early flight. He goes, I just couldn't sleep. So I got up, decided to ride around for a while.
Yeah. Imagine that. Rather than laying on the couch, you jump in your car and you're making money. Well, why can't you have the freedom to do that? What is it up? But again, I know it's the unions. It's the bribes. It's the corruption. That's what almost got in the way of a great system for a lot of people.
I don't think I told this story, though, another time. It was last year, I think. I took a really early flight, like 6 a.m. flight, so I had to have a car at like 4:30 in the morning to drive me to the airport, which is not that far from my house. But he fell asleep 2 times.
Oh.
I'm sitting there, and I'm noticing the car drifting, and I'm like, and there's no other traffic on the road, so it's not really a... And I just thought, he's got an odd driving manner. And I thought, oh, no, he's drifted off. I had to report it, because that's really seriously
dangerous. Did you shout at him?
But I wasn't sure I was right while I was in the car, but I realized when I got to the airport that he looked groggy when I finally saw his face, because I tried to see his face in the mirror because I'm in the back seat, right? And I just thought, he just likes to kind of wind around the road a bit, but no, he was...
You got to bring a little wake-up whistle.
Yeah.
Blow the whistle.
And you sometimes take that for granted because you literally are putting your life in the hands of these drivers because there's nothing you can do. They're in control. They can
Some
do
of
a
them
huge crash.
Are really questionable.
That's why do you ever see these? I mean, obviously, there's billboards for accident attorneys everywhere. There are some now that just specialize in rideshare lawsuits. Been hurt in an Uber accident? Call me. I'll get you, buddy. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeart Radio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
After 4 o'clock, you can hear the show. Because maybe you missed the whole thing.
What? We had great stuff today. Why would you do that?
The podcast will be ready after 4 o'clock.
Hear about the Newsoms and their connections to the Silicon Valley Bank.
That's right. Newsoms.
Those corrupt Newsoms. They did it all. They're bringing down the country.
So iHeartRadio app, John and Ken on Demand is the podcast.
They're the reason that banks are now considered risky and not stable. Or
dirty, dirty Newsoms.
Whatever Moody's came up with there. We're going to talk about Shaquille Rashawn O'Neal. Have you ever heard of him? That's his full name.
Oh,
Shaq.
His middle name's what?
Rashawn.
Rashawn, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Shaquille Rashawn O'Neal. He's 51 years old now, and of course, a Laker player. Won a couple of championships with the Los Angeles Lakers, and now serves as a television analyst on the NBA. Well, the reason he's in the news is because it appears that he's in hiding. He is one of the sports celebrities who's been served in a lawsuit over... you probably guessed it, FTX, the failed cryptocurrency giant, FTX. Steph Curry, Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen, Larry David were all in this lawsuit filed by an investor named Edwin Garrison. who claimed his crypto account went bankrupt after being exposed to the celebrity endorsements.
So wait a second. So this guy Garrison was such a dope that
he got taken in.
Shaq on TV recommended this crypto company, and Edwin goes, "Oh, Shaq says this is a good idea."
Now, all the celebrities convinced him this has got to be a sound investment. What? These folks are wealthy, and they know what to do with their money.
What's the IQ we're talking about here? 80? 75?
Well, his lawyers say that so far, the celebrities named in the lawsuit have been served, but they can't find Shaquille O'Neal.
He's 7.5 feet tall. You can't find him.
He's on TV Tuesdays and Thursdays, too.
There's a story. They may have to go to the TNT studios serve him.
What are you complaining about? You know where he works.
Although he's on hiatus right now because they're shifting to NCAA coverage, but they're coming back the end of the month with the NBA because the season's ending and the playoffs are coming. So supposedly he's been hiding in one of his houses.
Hiding?
Well, just not going out in public. And they think he's one of the worst of the offenders, at least according to this guy's lawyers, because it says in the story that Shaquille was holding like these events to celebrate and tout FTX, a Super Bowl party called Shaq's Funhouse.
Wait.
As part of his partnership with FTX.
Does this guy actually think Shaq understood crypto? I saw those commercials, and it's like, yeah, here's Shaquille O'Neal for crypto. Oh, yeah, sure.
They were known as FTX brand ambassadors. Uh-huh. That was the term they gave to the celebrities for their endorsements.
You know what? If you got into crypto, worse, if you got into crypto because Shaq told you to on a TV commercial, you deserve to have all your possessions taken away. You deserve to be completely liquidated. They should tear your clothes off your body and burn them.
Yeah, it's too stupid to live. One columnist I was reading is saying, well, you know, you watch commercials all the time with celebrity endorsements. Do you really believe that this one drinks Pepsi or this one drives that car? Do you really care? But I guess because crypto became such a cryptic kind of big deal and the company belly up.
You see a commercial like that, it's like, all right, you put Shaq on just to get you to notice the commercial, right? To draw attention to the ID, because most people wouldn't know what FTX is, right? Most people didn't know what crypto is. To this day, most people can't explain what crypto is.
Right.
So the purpose of Shaq is like, oh, that's Shaq. What's he selling? Oh, this crypto. But the idea that Shaq is to be trusted recommend a crypto investment, that's ludicrous. You have to be a colossal moron.
He appeared in an official FTX brand ambassador, a promotion on Twitter, where he says, I'm all in. Are you?
Oh, okay.
Implying that he's got a lot of money invested in FTX crypto.
You convinced me. All right.
really?
The guy used to put big balls through hoops.
The defendants are supposed to respond to the lawsuit by April 14th. Uh-huh. But he appears to be the last major celebrity who
I can't find him. Where is he?
It'd be funny if he served on live TV, if somehow the guy sneaks into the studios and in front of Barkley and everybody is. That would be a good way to razz the guy.
Conway's here.
Hey now, it's pouring outside.
Oh, and Mark Thompson.
Hey, Mark Thompson.
Ooh, maybe Mark could talk about the weather all afternoon.
Yes, it's a late edition.
I got the cred. I'll do it.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
I saw the bat beam, Tim. I'm here for you.
Good for you, man.
Hey, Mark, got a question. Ken and I have been talking about this all day. All those years you did weather, right?
Yes.
Did you ever use the phrase atmospheric river?
No, it's a new branding for Pineapple. We use Pineapple Connection or Pineapple, you know.
Pineapple Express.
Yeah, Pineapple Express. That was just same thing.
But now they're naming storms.
Yeah, that's so weird. That's bad branding.
There's a snowstorm back east now. I'm not making this up. Its name is Sage. And I just went on the
Sage doesn't sound ferocious.
Yeah, the Sage.
Yeah, exactly.
So I went on the Weather Channel site. Sage could turn into a bomb cyclone.
Oh yeah.
Do they have to change its name?
Yeah, really. It's in transition.
What the hell?
I have an idea. Why don't we name this one Ding Dong?
That's great.
The storm coming through now.
That's great.
Talk about not sounding threatening.
You know, my old partner had a name change. He changed his name to Doug Steckler.
Is that right?
Yeah. He was born Adolf Bad Sex.
Wow. That's out of his act? Does he do what? That? Yeah, open with it. Open with it. It's
well,
good.
Crozier liked it. Your little laugh track back there. I hear it.
What does that tell you?
I don't know. I think it was a good move.
Yeah. It tested well.
The Silicon Valley Bank, you know, these poor kids are looking for $10,000 to $20,000 relief on their college funds. And that Palestine, Ohio's looking for a couple bucks. They can't get any money. But man,
they're bailing out the tech people.
They bailed these guys
Cavalry out rolled in over the weekend for these guys. Yeah.
Did you see what they donated to Obama and Biden and Hillary over the years?
Oh, I didn't see
Did you see the story on the board of directors? They're all just Obama and Clinton donors.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Of course they're going to get bailed out.
One woman does improv. That's her life.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's nice to know that the power structure in this country is still intact if you want to get there.
Yeah.
You know, like if you work your ass off to get there, it's still there.
They'll take care of you if you get in the club.
That's right. You'll be set.
Yeah, exactly. And then Johnny Shaky Hands Hansen is coming on with us. He was with the bomb squad of Sheriff's Department. And he has a house up in San Bernardino, so he'll give us a firsthand account of what's still going on up there.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Ding dong.
Well, we're all excited.
And Mark Thompson, everybody.
Yeah, oh, he'll update you on the weather all show long.
We got it. That's right. We're tracking it.
All right.
I got a barometer right here in my pocket.
Smash the like button.
Yeah. Smash the
Stand by for more Conway jokes. All right.
Crozier, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. On sale now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/concertweek to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.